Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Want to hear from you, Monday Morning Quarterback. Let's start off in White Marsh and get our guy, Dante. What's up, Dante?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Man, time of the morning. Yes, sir. So, yesterday, man, I feel like during the game, these guys, man, were trying to adjust or whatever the case may be. Lamar, to me, looks like he's trying to save himself, so to say, you know? We know he came up with his hamstring injury or whatever the case may be. I mean, if I was him, I, you know, would be doing the same thing. You know, with what he know and his top-level performance, you know, he's trying to preserve himself, I think. But for the most part, you know, the defense, I like the way they came out. They assessed the situation a little bit. The Jets, they was, you know, poking at him a little bit. And I think Mr. Orr, man, figured something out, man. He was sitting back waiting on him, you know. That's what I think. But tell me what you guys think, man, and y'all have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Thank you very much. You do too.
I mean, I don't disagree with, you know, what you're saying. I thought, you know, look, if we're going to beat up Orr at the beginning of the year, I think you got to give him some credit now that they're playing well and they did get healthier. They do have the easier part of their schedule going on right now, mm-hmm. right? Like, I mean, we all said at the beginning of the year, get through those first few games, and then let's just stack the W's. If you can split, great, whatever. Imagine if they, you know, if they hadn't played this poorly with the defense in those first 4 weeks of where you might actually be right now.
I did hold the Jets to only 282 total yards, yeah. But the Ravens only had 241.
Yeah, it's weird. It's
unbelievable, isn't it?
It's almost like they got the lead, and it's like, yeah, this is good enough.
410-583-1057. Let's go out to Catonsville. Get Johnny. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, how you doing there, my good friends?
What's up, man?
I'm doing great. So, you know, I hear everybody just getting all over Lamar. And, I mean, I kind of understand their points. But my biggest concern is that everybody said this. Lamar does not look like Lamar. We saw one time that he sprint into the end zone and he did make it. And he didn't sprint any more than that. I mean, he was bum rushed the whole game. I mean, and everybody talked about the offensive line, how bad they are. But my biggest concern is for the rest of the year, where we are right now with Lamar and his health, because it's his legs, of course, and we're concerned about his legs and his motion. So I just wanted, you know, to hear from you,
Johnny,
guys.
Johnny, let me ask you a question before we respond to that. Define getting on Lamar.
I just people are just harping, saying, you know, why is it Lamar? Why
that's
is
not, Lamar that's not getting like on him. That's not getting on him. That's an observation on what you saw. Getting on him is Lamar stinks. Lamar's off. That's getting on Lamar. But why do we have to show? It's almost like when he plays well, Jeremy, everyone wants us to do victory laps.
Yeah.
When he doesn't play well, don't say anything about. Shh. Don't talk about it. He didn't play well. I don't think anybody, especially here, has gotten on Lamar today. We've only stated the obvious. He's played below his numbers before the last three games.
He's clearly banged up.
Yes.
I don't think there's any question about that. But yeah, like it is odd too, because I think sometimes with the superstars, people just take it to heart, and when you give them, and this isn't even criticism, but like when you give them criticism.
Observation.
Yeah. And then that's a perfect word. I should have used your word, but I didn't want to use anything you came up with because it's just stupid. But no, I mean, like if you look at him, you can tell he doesn't look like he did last year. you know, when he should have won his third MVP.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Pick a finger.
Yeah.
That's the one I'm giving you right now. I know we're on camera, so I won't, but pick a finger.
Can we not do that anymore?
No, we can't.
Nope.
Unless we say this finger is brought to you by. I don't know. Other than that, I don't know. It just occurred to you?
It may.
Yeah.
You could, yeah. You could do this finger and say it's brought to you by Smile Design because I'm smiling while I'm doing it.
Damn. I don't know if I like this.
The Ravens, you know, they're winning games. They're paid to win. They are. But, Mike, they wouldn't pay us to come in here and talk about the game if all they wanted us to say, Ravens lost yesterday, Ravens won yesterday. That's it. No, it's our jobs to pick apart what happened in the game.
Well, if he wasn't a two-time MVP.
Facts.
And if he wasn't, like, the best dual threat quarterback in the history of the NFL, you would be able to avoid this conversation. But he is what he is, and the standards are high. And when he doesn't play well, you address it. And it's been going on for three games now. So you talk about it, because in the postseason, he's going to have to carry this football team. And you go through and you look at it, and I've talked about this before, that's when the really good quarterbacks become great quarterbacks. And you want to talk about Mahomes? That's when Mahomes came out and made a statement and backed it up. That's when they play well. And he has to show that he has to be able to do that. And right now, he can't even get through the regular season, much less the postseason. Well, so that's a problem.
Yeah, when everybody thought it was a foregone conclusion after they started to win and Lamar was coming back, like, oh, yeah, we have a shot to do this. I kept saying the caveat is you, and I know this is for all teams, but you got to stay healthy. And this is what I was saying to you when we were doing our up and down this week. I'm looking at it going, man, I hope this injury to Lamar is like, it starts with a hamstring and now you're overcompensating and now it becomes an ankle and then it's a calf or whatever. You know, like it just, these things happen. But at the same extent, when I was watching Kyle Hamilton, I'm like, man, the two guys that you can ill afford to lose at any given point are those two guys. And Hamilton was down twice.
Well, Jeremy, I started talking about Lamar and his decision-making about 5 weeks ago. And remember, everybody, you want him traded? You want to do this? How can he be slow? And I'm just like, all I'm doing is making an observation from what I see on the field.
Yep.
And it's just becoming more and more obvious to people. And it happens. I don't know the reason for it, but it's there. It's glaring.
Yeah.
Can they rectify it? Maybe. I don't know. Mm. We'll see.
410-583-1057. Hakeem in White Marsh. What's up, Hakeem?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing right.
I think the game changed when they took D-Hop out. They keep playing him. He's so slow, bro. Like, I don't understand why they make the field so slow like that with Mark Andrews and D-Hop and Derrick Henry on the field at the same time. It does not work to me in my eyes.
Okay. All right. Appreciate the call.
Well, that's why all right. So when you're thinking of all the different weapons they have and you have a guy like Zay that can do it all, take the top off the defense, take a jet sweep, can, you know, catch the screen pass and make something happen, can do the intermediate, whatever. And then you miss a Rashad Bateman who, let's be honest, Bateman's become intermediate to deep. That's it. Like, you're not seeing too much else. I'm not saying he doesn't run a hitch for a first down when it's third and eight or anything like that, but you need those guys to open up stuff on the offense. And I do think Bateman not being here at least takes away from some of the underneath stuff you can do. Maybe you sit on it a bit more, but I understand what he's saying. They are slower. I think that's going to change next year because I don't think Mark Andrews is back. But hey,
I don't think D-Hop is either.
Yeah, Mark Andrews got up to 20 miles an hour on that. What was that play called? The old the
fake tush push there.
Yeah,
what do you call it?
The whirlwind, a tornado.
Tornado. Or,
yeah.
Hurricane.
Hurricane.
Toilet flush. Yeah.
It was hurricane.
Press's report called at 9:30. But on the other side, we go around the NFL.
Tornado.
Give you our MVPs on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We'll go around the National Football League and pick out MVPs. Let's start off with you, Ed Norris.
Well, I'm going to go with Dak Prescott for one. I think that was the best comeback in their history. It was pretty amazing. He just had one of those days where, you know, 354 yards in the air, two touchdowns, one pick, rating of 103.2. But they come back and, you know, they score 17 second-half points because of him. Unanswered points against the Eagles and then winning that game 24-21. So to me, that warrants, you know, MVP status. And for the other one, I'm going to stay local because, you know, you're watching greatness right in front of you. I'm going with Derrick Henry because yesterday he surpassed three of the greatest running backs of all time and now just sits, you know, 18 yards behind Jim Brown.
It's incredible.
So you're watching greatness right in front of you. And I hope people appreciate it. Like, when, you know, Lamar's having a down the last couple of games for sure. But, like, these are Hall of Fame caliber players. And they're playing here. And this, you know, I'm watching him pass, you know, big, the people he has passed already. And now he's 18 yards away from Jim Brown on the all-time, you know, rushing year. That's just awesome.
It is awesome. Jeremy Carr.
Yeah, my first one's going to go to Amon-Ra St. Brown. Everybody's going to talk about Gibbs, which I'm sure somebody's going to get to here. But Amon-Ra St. Brown had 9 catches for 149 yards and a touchdown. His touchdown is the reason I'm giving this. It was third and goal from like this 8-yard line, and they threw him like a screen pass. And he ran over two guys that were bigger than him, got a little help once he kind of gets held up and shoved in the end zone for a touchdown. That guy, if he stays healthy, he is so, so good. And you pair him along with Jameson Williams and the rest of that crew, and if they're able to play indoors, they're going to tear you up. My second one goes to Jackson Smith and Jigba. This guy, 167 yards, 8 receptions, 2 touchdowns. Let me give you some more on this. He is now currently Seattle's all-time single-season leader in yardage. That means that
Steve Largent
never got 1,313 yards in a season. And I want to tell you how incredible this is. He still has 6 games left.
Yeah.
He's going to get to 2,000 yards this year. Ain't no doubt in my mind he gets there. And if they get close, they're going to pepper him. But they don't even need to. He gets open every time.
My MVP, everybody's talking about how the fact that Las Vegas Raiders quarterback Geno Smith got sacked 10 times. That's ridiculous. But you know what's even more ridiculous? Myles Garrett had 3 of them. Another game with 3 sacks yesterday. He had more quarterback hits, 6, than tackles, 5. That's how often he was around the quarterback yesterday. 3 more sacks, 4 tackles for loss, 6 quarterback hits. The guy's just playing unbelievable football right now. He's a pleasure to watch. We're done with him, right?
Yeah,
he's a pleasure to watch because
we'll get him.
Yeah, we won't see him again because they won't make it to the postseason. I'm not picking a quarterback this week. I picked a guy that crushes quarterbacks, and I'm picking a running back, Jahmyr Gibbs. 15 carries, 219, 2 touchdowns. This guy's freaking ridiculous, man. He's so good that David Montgomery can't get carries. David Montgomery would be the best running back on, I think, 70% of the teams in the National Football League. But it doesn't matter because Jahmyr Gibbs is just that special, man. Mm-hmm.
Well,
unbelievable.
I think it's even better than that, isn't it? Because he had 11 receptions for 45
yards.
And
a touchdown. He had 3 touchdowns altogether. I had that stat down, and I forgot.
Hey,
you're right.
Yeah, you're not burying the headline. I mean, the 200 yards on that limited amount of carries, including overtime, hitting a 60-yarder to basically win the game.
14.6 for those of you driving and don't want to do the math. 14.6 yards per carry. 14.6. You got any MVPs for us over there, Mike Preston?
No.
Okay. Nobody gets an award. Yeah,
fine by me, man.
Jordan Stout.
Let's go out to the phone lines. Let's go get Rob in Woodlawn. What's up, Rob?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. You had a comment about Lamar and about Mike Preston.
It's clear that Lamar's still dealing with some lingering injuries, and combined with not really being able to trust the guys in front of him to block, it's kind of led to his level of performance that we're seeing recently. As far as Preston, though, when I heard Preston entertain the idea of trading Lamar, my next thought was, how about we trade Preston? And with all due respect, I know this is your guy, but every time I hear Preston cover the Ravens, it's like somebody being held hostage that doesn't like the Ravens being forced to cover the Ravens. How about we trade for a guy that actually likes the team instead of this?
Hold on, I don't want somebody covering the team that likes the team. What does that do you any good?
Take your time, gentlemen.
I want honesty. I mean, you don't have to like his angle and how he covers the team, and I'm not protecting Preston. I'm not. But you liking the team for a columnist is not a qualification. It's not, you know what I mean? You don't have to like the team. You have to be honest about the team.
Well, I don't care if you like him, but you have to be honest. Yeah. But again, like, if you're talking about, he just writes negative stuff.
And look, man, if you can get me a couple first-round draft picks for me,
yeah,
all right,
tell
me I'll do the deal. And if you pay me $25, $30 million, I'm out. I'm gone. All right? You can trade me, sell me, whatever. I don't care. I'm gone. All right? So anyway, thanks for the call, buddy. Yeah. I love you.
I love that none of this, not a single thing that you guys say about Mike Preston bothers him in the slightest. And that's what I'm trying to get there, Mike. Nothing.
I don't think you're more there than you think.
Oh, maybe. I am now.
I think you got an answer.
Maybe it happened earlier.
He's there.
What do you think?
He's there. Yeah.
I think you're an official pushback going in your life right now. That's what happens mid-40s. You have zero of them to give.
Yes.
Mid-40s and older. 410-583-1057, that's the number. The bottom line is this. Getting to the playoffs, Ed, is not. I love how we in Baltimore as Ravens fans, we changed the narrative. Last year, it was Super Bowl or bust, and then the last month of the season became Lamar's MVP. This year, we could criticize John Harbaugh for not admitting it was Super Bowl or bust. Mm-hmm. Now, after going 1-5, we change the narrative to, let's just get to the playoffs. Why do we keep doing that?
Because that's what fans do. That's what fans do. I bet it's no different if you're tuned in any city in the country right now. You know, listen to radio in Dallas or Chicago or whatever.
Radio in Dallas, right? Yay! Because
they happy.
West Baltimore, D. What's up, D?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I haven't heard from you guys in a while, and you know, good to hear from you.
You called us.
Yeah.
So good to hear from you.
Hey, I wanted to say, right, when it comes to the Ravens, us, you know, normally watching them, you know, even from the past, been like this dominant team and, like, you know, killing all these other teams with, you know, with the score. So what I'm noticing is, which is actually good, and I know Lamar's not playing up to his par, but it looks like, to me, they're finding ways to win. That's what we want. That's what we, you know, we want them to claw and scratch it out, like, right now. Find whatever way you can find to win as a team. And that's what I'm saying, and that's what I like. And y'all have a great day.
You can put lipstick on that pig all you want. I like dominating. I don't want to have to find ways to win it.
No,
I mean, it's good that you can, but I'm not sitting here. People like that so much that they start leaving in the beginning of the fourth quarter. That's how much people like that.
It's a character issue.
But I'm saying, how many people start leaving early yesterday, Mike?
There was a bunch.
So don't tell me that's what you want to see.
There was a bunch, yeah.
You can go ahead and tell me that now that it's happening, but I ain't buying that, man. I ain't buying it. I'm sorry. 410-583-1057.
That's because you coach, Rob.
It's the number. Come on, man.
You get it. You get
Come
it.
Come on, dude.
You get it.
We can't wait this long to reach back out to D next time, though. So we can't be waiting,
man. Why you been so long to call D?
It's good to hear from you.
The show was good, but it's better when you throw some D's on it. Final thoughts at 9:45, but on the other side, the professor is in Mike Preston Report Card on the Fan. Mike Preston's report card. Mike, your report cards, your grades are a lot like the Ravens' performance. At best, middle of the pack. I think the best grade you gave from my memory as it's coming up right now is a B to the special teams. Is that right?
Yep. And everything else was pretty much average, solid, but nothing spectacular, especially the quarterback, running backs, wide receivers. Just average. I mean, they only had 242 yards of total offense. That ain't very good. And they gave up like 288 yards of total offense to the Jets, who had one of the worst passing offenses going into the game in the NFL. I did like the way their linebackers and their secondary guys covered, but the corners and safeties missed a lot of tackles, mm-hmm. and it was very glaring.
And just to stop you for a second, because mm-hmm. Jeremy asked you how Wiggins was playing as he started to turn the corner, you pointed out that's the one part of your game that you want him to improve.
Yeah, I think Wiggins can cover. I think he's always in the right spots. But I think
even when
he's
when he's beat too, like I don't even mean beat. Even when the wide receiver makes a play, it seems like he's still around the ball.
Yeah, he's always around the ball, but his tackling is not very good, and he has to improve. But as Deion Sanders once said, "Show me a corner who can tackle, and I'll show you a corner who can't cover." That's from one of the best all-time at his position.
By the way, I did have a good time watching the Colts and Chief as Sauce was on Rice. You can't tell me. Look, I was in my spaceship and I couldn't stop laughing every time they said sauce on rice, sauce on side, not sauce on rice. Sorry, back to the report. Oh, man.
How his brain works is just, I think his wife should donate it to science.
It's like when they had the three eagles sitting next to each other with the jersey, so you know. Kelsey Hurts Swift.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
But I also, we did send my brain in. They sent it back.
Yeah. Put it back in the jaws as Abby Normal.
Where are we at?
Mike, what? if you could take one aspect of the game yesterday and say this has to improve to beat Cincinnati next week, what would that be? Or I should say this week.
I'm way beyond that. I'm to the point of saying they're going to get to the postseason. They're going to be there, and Lamar Jackson, you just got to play better. I mean, I think their defense is going to improve. I don't know how much. I think their offensive line is what it is. It's not going to show much improvement, but, you know, they just have to suffice and let it take its course. But Lamar Jackson, he carries this team, and he has to play better. And if they don't play better, they're going to struggle against good teams. I mean, and I don't count the Jets as a good team. I don't count the Browns as a good team. I don't count Minnesota as a good team. I'm looking down the road and possible playoff teams. And Kansas City's in that group. Buffalo's in that group. New England is in that group. Denver's in that group. I think those are the teams that they have to face and they need to beat. And Lamar has to step up and improve his game.
I mean, you're looking at it too. Like this season goes along. When is the next? So you get the short week against Cincinnati.
Right.
You know, you're still going to see.
I love
the
it when they call it the mini bye. It's not a mini bye. You just cram two games in a 4-day period. It's not a mini. It's proper rest.
Well, I think it's the after the.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, you're saying it should be.
It's not a mini bye. It's a proper rest.
You get like an extra 3 days, 4 days, whatever it may be, depending on what your next schedule is going to be. Are you going on the road after that? Do you lose a day? Whatever.
Steelers at home.
Yeah. And I think, like, if you've watched the Steelers this year, they're not, what's the word, good. They're not good at all. Like, in any facet of the game, there's nothing that you go, oh, my God, we got to worry about their passing game. Oh, we have to worry about the run game. Oh, their defense is so good at getting after. You have T.J. Watt, and I'm not afraid of your pass rush. I'm not. They're not a good team.
So you're more afraid of the Browns pass rush than the Steelers?
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah, by far.
Yeah. No question for me. I mean, you brought up Myles Garrett getting three sacks in the game.
They had 10 total.
His counterpart got 2.5. Lazy ass, couldn't figure out a half another one? Jeez.
See, but that's exactly what I say about the Ravens. That's exactly what I say about them. When you look at this team, the one person is the quarterback that sticks out where you say, Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
Where that's your focus right there. And he's not playing well.
And that's a problem.
Right. And that's it. If there's one guy that you can count on and say, he's the guy, that's the guy you got to stop.
And
it's
think
him.
Think about it. Mike, if you were preparing for a team that had a dominant, let's say we had the Bills this week, and Josh Allen had laid an egg three games in a row, you're feeling a little more confident because you know he's not playing well.
Right.
But yet when we say that about Lamar, oh, what do you mean? No, he's not playing well. So don't tell me the Bengals, maybe part of them thinking, well, you know, he might bust out this week. But part of it is like, dude, he's not playing very well. Let's attack him.
Right.
Let's not let him get confident because it's a lot different when he's coming to the game with confidence.
Yep. I mean, it is what it is, man. And to me, he has to play well. And to get where they want to go, he has to play well.
You gave the coach in a C.
Yep.
Are the coaches, in your opinion, doing all that they can do for this team?
No. I'd like to see some more improvements as far as Zay Flowers, getting him more touches.
Yep.
Keaton Mitchell.
Isaiah Likely.
Yep. Getting him more touches. Keaton Mitchell. I mean, and
they
targeted
Likely, but it was either behind him, over his head, tough
you're
catch.
Right. You're right.
They targeted him a couple times.
Yeah, yeah.
Mitchell had a great run yesterday, if not for the hold.
Yep, and Hopkins, the touchdown pass, that should have been laid right out there.
Yeah, that was a poor throw.
Yeah.
Or else he makes that play.
Oh,
Slow-ass Hopkins is our caller.
Yeah, that's done. that's six.
He's so good, man.
And defensively, there's still some areas that they have to improve on as far as tackling. They still have to manufacture like a lot of pressures from blitzes. I think the good teams in the postseason, they pick those
don't
up.
Have to.
Because you see them all the time, and then you start saying, okay, if you stay here, you stay here, we can handle this. It's only when you get caught out of position that you have problems, but the good teams handle those. I think for the Ravens, they're still going to have to get pressure with the front four. And I think if you go back and look in the history again of the NFL, usually the best defenses, they get pressure with the front four and they drop seven in the coverage. That's the way it goes.
And I said that at the beginning of the season, people were looking at the Ravens sack total, saying, well, they had X amount of sacks last year. And my point always is yes, because they scheme them into that.
Right.
And that's a weakness on the defense. When you look at teams go deep into the playoffs, those are teams that line up four and at least – create pressure, at least make the quarterback pass the ball, throw the ball quicker.
Yep.
The Ravens can't do that when they rush four. Not on a consistent basis.
Nope.
You look at the Eagles, those teams that have made it. I think that's a serious problem for them. I'm hoping moving forward, Mike Green can become that guy that not only gets there himself, but creates so much attention that he allows somebody else to free up.
Right.
I'm hoping. But that's all I got for it is hope.
Yeah.
That's it. Hadn't happened since Terrell Suggs left.
I just saw, too, some things coming across. The Giants fired a defensive coordinator, so they weren't happy about how that game finished out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had they have an interim head coach who was their offensive coordinator, and they need to put in an interim offensive coordinator. Now they need to put in an interim defensive coach. What the hell's going on up there?
That had to have been a move from up top, right? The interim head coach is probably not making that move.
No, Mike Kafka, former, Northwestern quarterback.
Yeah.
He's bounced around the league as, an assistant coach or coaching cert. Now
that's
he's
interesting.
Now he gets a chance. Yeah.
What do you think, Mike?
That is interesting. I never thought about that because you never hear of that. You don't hear of that.
Yeah, the interim coach not coming in and making decisions. And I ain't like you anyway. We just scored 27 points. You're gone. Give me a reason. He went Luther Vandross.
Yeah.
Give me a reason.
By the way, you know the
Joe just said they've blown five double-digit leads this year.
Oof.
Tied an NFL record.
You know the Terps play at midnight tonight.
Basketball?
Yes. Midnight.
Where?
It's in Las Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas.
Against UNLV.
Yeah. Nope.
Anybody staying up for that one?
Did Johnny Holiday stay up for that?
Yes! Yeah. That's not Johnny Holiday.
No, that's the other guy.
Yeah.
That's Marv Albert.
Yeah,
I'm just saying Johnny Holiday has to be up that.
No, he just went gosh, like he went Marv Albert on us.
Don't tell me what I did.
Yeah, you did.
You don't know.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't.
It was Marv Albert. you knew this time. Shut up, man.
Final thoughts and a look at Monday Night Football tonight. Up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Baltimore Ravens win 23-10. Mike Preston, your final thoughts putting a bow on this game?
They won, but that's not the bottom line for me. I just want to see the quarterback play better. I think the defense has made some progress, but offensively, they're still struggling. And they need to get that together and find ways to score points and be effective inside the red zone, because right now they're still struggling, and part of it is running the football. You got to run it inside the red zone. But, hey, they're in first place, but that's not the bottom line for me. The bottom line is to get into the postseason and see how far you can go. That's it.
Ed Norris.
Basically the same thing. They won the game, but they didn't impress me. I mean, I think most of us are getting texts from your friends and from each other like, man, they look terrible. I mean, they played the Jets. I mean, not to keep saying that, but the Jets are a terrible football team. They didn't look good. However, they did
hurt
five
to say
in a
that
row.
Out loud, or are you just well past that now?
Dude, I don't. Come on.
Okay.
I was old enough to remember the 68 Super Bowl. It's been a long time of talking like this.
I remember that game, too. Damn it.
Oh, from the other side, yes. Remember the Orioles World Series and the Bullets getting knocked out by the Knicks, all that?
Hey, a guy had a Joe Namath jersey on in the casino yesterday.
Really?
And I went up to him and just said, hey, man, I get you. I get you, but I wouldn't
Was
wear
he wearing
anymore.
Nylons, too? Pantyhose?
Final thoughts, Jeremy?
Yeah, I mean, looking back, you get a win. Again, I always say I don't complain about wins on the road, because anytime you can get the hell out of Dodge, but this was at home. And I think some things are alarming when you're playing the Jets. And I know we had a caller call in earlier and say that the Jets defense is better than you think.
No, it's not.
They're not. They suck.
It's a middle of the pack this year.
Yeah. Unless you think they're the absolute worst team in the NFL, worst defense in the NFL, they're not better than you think. Yeah, I don't think they're the worst, but they're not better
but
than you
think. But I do agree with them that the offense doesn't do them any favors. Like, Cleveland's defense is good and their offense leaves them out to dry, but they're still a top five defense.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so just looking at it, you got a short week to get ready. Watching some of the Cincinnati game yesterday, they're saying they believe Joe Burrow is playing Thursday night. Like, he's already made this his day. He wanted to come back Sunday, but they didn't want to rush him back. So 7.5-point favorite, got to win on Thursday night, get a little rest, and maybe Lamar gets better after that. But I think we see a lot of points.
Not to repeat what everyone's saying, but that's where I am. I mean, we're past the point of saying, let's just get to the postseason. Been there, done that. That's what they do every year, seemingly. This year was about getting beyond that and getting through the postseason, getting all the way to the end. And right now, they don't look like that team. And pardon me for bringing it up, but they don't look like that team. Largely because the best player on the team is not played like the best player on the team. Lamar Jackson is usually the best player on the field. Am I right? You agree?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care who you're playing. He's the best player on the field.
I think he's the best player on the field every time they play.
That's what I mean.
It doesn't matter who they play.
But he hasn't looked like that.
No.
For three games, he hasn't. If you're not alarmed by that, then you're fooling yourself, because they're not going to get beyond the postseason with him playing this way. Because often, as Mike Preston put, often this is what he looks like in the postseason. So you're not winning games with him looking this way in the postseason. You can win it in the regular season when you're playing the Browns and the Jets, but you can't win in the postseason when you're playing the real teams, the solid teams. Let's take a look at tonight's Monday Night Football matchup. Panthers 49ers, what I have right now is Panthers are 7-point road dogs, and the total is 49.5. That's what you have, Jeremy Gunn?
Yep.
All right, tell us about this one.
7.5, 49.5. I've been watching the 49ers.
7.5 is what you have.
Yeah, you have seven.
I
got 7.5.
So which one would you take?
Depends who I'm betting on. If I was betting on the 49ers, I'd take the 7.
Okay.
If I was betting on the Panthers, I'd take the
7.5. I got you. I got you.
Yeah. I'm going to use my discount card on either one of them. No. I think Carolina can keep it close tonight. I just should throw out my prop plays that I like tonight. I love Rico Dowdle. Anytime touchdown, over receiving and rushing yards at 96.5. Bryce Young over 5.5 rushing yards. I think he takes off a couple of times. And I like Juwan Jennings over 3.5 receptions. I think you see points tonight. I think it's a high-scoring game. That's why you're seeing the 49.5, and people are like, oh, my God, is Carolina going to score on this 49ers defense? I could score on that 49ers defense. They suck. There's holes everywhere. It's just a matter of can your quarterback find him or not. We just had Jacoby Brissett throw for 400-and-some yards against them. And I know some of it you're going to sit here and point at junk time, but he was moving the ball up and down the field early on in that game.
Yeah, I mean, the 49ers, they're decimated by injuries. I think they have one of the best coaching staffs in the National Football League because they plow through injuries, man. They don't care. Shanahan has done a phenomenal job out there in the Bay Area. He doesn't make excuses. He just makes backups look good.
Do you buy into any sort of revenge game for Christian McCaffrey? It's his former team.
Old team.
It's a long time ago.
That's what I said to somebody. They're like, yeah, revenge game. I was like, is he still thinking about that?
It's not the same coach.
They're not rivals. They're not the same coach.
He doesn't win the big games, the playoffs.
Do they even have the same GM?
I don't think so.
They ain't the same GM, same coach, same players. Mm. I mean, he could use it as that by being the helmet, I guess. But I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to win the game, stay keep pace to the rest of these teams in the NFC. I mean, he's got somebody in front of him right now with 2 losses.
Yep.
He better focus on that. Not on revenge against his former team. And I just don't see McCaffrey as being that guy anyway.
I don't either.
If it was like last year, the trade was last year, and then that's the GM and that's the coach and all those things.
But it wasn't a trade where they wanted to get rid of you. They did you a solid because they were going nowhere, and it's like, hey.
They never utilized him properly anyway.
Yeah. They had him and Cam Newton. How did you guys screw that up with that running ability there? That's what everybody said. It's like, oh, they drafted McCaffrey because the same thing we were talking about with Lamar and Derrick Henry here, it's like, oh, that read option is going to be ridiculous with those two. And it just never worked out.
Well, didn't he get drafted under what was the offensive coordinator at the time that was with the Cowboys for a while?
North Turner?
Didn't North Turner? North Turner don't really run that kind of system.
He may have been.
North's not really running that kind of system, Mike.
I'm not sure.
That read option stuff? He didn't?
No, he didn't do
he didn't.
That.
No. I just, no. That's a bad... I think that's a bad match because you have a traditional running play action offensive coordinator trying to do something that he hadn't done before.
No, Ed, I agree.
And I thought Norv Turner always looked like Coffee Cake from Bronx Tale. Put him in the bathroom. Put him in the bathroom. I don't want to look at that face.
Coffee Cake face.
Joey the Whale. Put him in the bathroom.
Who you got tonight? Who you got tonight?
I think the 49ers win. I think the Panthers keep it close, but my favorite thing is points. I think we see it go over the total, and I love Rico Dowdle tonight, so that's where I'm going with. 49ers win, though. I guess that's what you're getting
at. Who you got, Mike Preston?
49ers.
All right. This is for you, Joe. Who you got, Ed?
49ers. They're in a race.
So we're going all Niners tonight.
Yeah.
All Niners in this game against the Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers have been a surprise team, but no surprise tonight. They lose to the San Francisco 49ers. Vinny and Haney up next. They will have more on the Ravens win 23-10 over the New York Jets. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.